from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. It is now against a bylaw to loiter in a park or other outdoor facility owned by the City of Timmins between 11 at night and 7 in the morning. It's called the Parkland Bylaw, meant to curtail nuisance behaviors. City Clerk and Community Services Director Steph Palmiter says the main aim is people staying in tents and people using drugs and leaving messes.
The third thing it did is it actually, if you've committed offense, it provides us the opportunity to have the people removed from the site.
A first offense results in removal. After that, you go to court, where the potential fine is in the range of $300. Here comes another stop sign, and again, it's just going to be in place until connecting link work is completed this fall. This one is at Pine Street and 6th Avenue. Public Works will install it next Wednesday, making it a four-way stop. It'll be hard to miss. Advance notice and flashing lights will also be installed. The value of home air conditioning is abundantly clear this week in the heat and humidity. Canadian Tire Timmins General Manager Greg Beattie says his store stocks fans, AC units, and anything to use to stay cool. He says the store was well stocked to begin the season.
If you can remember last year, our peak heat week came maybe a couple weeks ago. So we were ready for that, and obviously it came a couple weeks later this year, so we were ready for it.
Beattie says there's also several wading pools available for the smaller members of your family and for your dog. A new report shows deaths in Canada's 12 most populous cities go up during extreme heat events. Statistics Canada says people 65 and older are at higher risk than younger people. Cities with larger proportions of renters have a higher risk of health-related deaths. While the data can't show why, StatsCan says it could be because those cities have fewer adaptation measures, such as air conditioning. Canada has lost one of its most legendary and well-known actors. Donald Sutherland has died at the age of 88 after what his family says was a long illness. On X, formerly known as Twitter, Sutherland's son Kiefer, also a well-known actor, calls his father one of the most important actors in the history of film. Over his 60-year career, Sutherland starred in many notable films, including MASH, Animal House, and the Hunger Games series. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.